What does the word gutsy mean to you?
I was hoping you would ask me. So I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, let's dig into this. So my first thought was, well, anything that you're nervous about doing, making yourself do it, that I think is hugely gutsy. But I also felt like you've probably had 36,000 people tell you that before. So I wanted to dig in just a little bit more. And I thought about it and I thought, you know what? That whole thing of, we look at the big gutsy moves, like she quit her job and she started her own business. Oh my gosh, that's amazingly gutsy. Yes. But there's a thousand things that happen every single day that we should be celebrating ourselves for. Taking that stand, whether it's standing up for something that you believe in, one of your values or, ethics, helping somebody else out, like all of those things that we could get by without that we do, I think that's gutsy. Living a really gutsy life is, like being true to your values and all of that every single day.
You're listening to the Gutsy Podcast, where we talk about all things real, raw, and ridiculous about running a business authentically. Whether you need an inspirational pick-me-up or a swift kick in the mental ass, the Gutsy Podcast is your bi-weekly guide to getting out of your head and back into action. I'm Laura Ora, branding and mindset coach for female entrepreneurs, and your host on this journey through entrepreneurship. It's time to fuel your Gutsy. I don't know about you, but ever since the pandemic hit, I've gotten really used to comfortable clothes with elastic waistbands. And listen, I am 100% on board with feeling comfortable, but I also kind of want to feel a little bit more put together and confident within myself as well. Today, we're chatting with petite style coach Angela Foster about rediscovering your own personal style so that you can easily get dressed and feel confident about how you look and feel. With over two decades of executive experience in the fashion and beauty industry, Angela specializes in empowering high-achieving petite women to exude confidence by curating a wardrobe tailored to their unique needs. Angela's expertise has been featured in Real Simple and Best Life, inside of leadership coaching programs, and on podcasts including Wingnut Social and Liz on Biz. Whether it's through DIY or personalized style coaching, Angela makes sure that her clients never again find themselves paralyzed by the dreaded I have nothing to wear dilemma. Today's episode focuses on all different body types, all different sizes, and all different aspects of life, business, and entrepreneurship. This is about building confidence and comfort and ease from within. Before we chat with Angela, I have something very, very new for you. I've taken the two aspects that I love the most, podcasting and speaking, along with deep dive knowledge on how to get out of your own way. And I've put them together for a new magical resource for you for free. This is called the Foundations for Getting Out of Your Own Head. And it's a 5-day free private podcast experience where I'm going to send you an email with a link to a podcast every day for 5 days. It goes over the foundational method that I teach all of my clients to learn how to silence what's going on in their head, to shift out of it, and to actually take steps forward so that you can do more of the things that you want instead of talking yourselves out of them. These are short yet very deep episodes, kind of like Power Back episodes, and it comes along with your own handy dandy workbook for you to work through some of the processes on your own. And like I said, it's absolutely free. All you have to do is go to lauraora.com/foundations to gain instant access to the very first episode. If you are ready to dig into your closet and make that shit way easier to handle and to enjoy the things that you're actually seeing and wearing, let's get into today's episode. Hey, Angela, welcome to the Gutsy Podcast.
Hey, Laura, I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. We were just chit-chatting about location and you're in Florida. I'm in Pennsylvania. We were just talking about how the color is coming back here up north and just how incredible it is to be in different locations and to be able to connect. So I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to it for days now. So thank you.
That's always a great thing. So today we're talking about personal style, rediscovering personal style. You know, over the last couple of years, we've all kind of I mean, I'm going to speak for myself, but I know that I speak for many that we've kind of lost ourselves in style. And what does that mean? And like the styles have changed in the world. And like, I don't know about you, but like, I just feel like I can't find anything that resonates with me. So I'm excited to chat about that. But I first want to learn more about you. Talk to me about your journey and what has led you to where you are today.
Right. Well, Laura, I wish I could say that it was like completely planned out and so, you know, well thought through and all of that, but unfortunately, that's not the case. I was actually an executive in the fashion and beauty industry for, well, my entire life, like my entire working career. And in 2017, I was out of town at a sales meeting, and a girlfriend of mine had just had her second baby. And her husband had just asked her for a divorce. So she was dealing with like the post-baby stuff and the divorce, you know, like all of that.
That's a lot.
A lot. Oh my gosh, a lot. Yes. And she said to me, she goes, I just don't feel like myself. I don't recognize my body anymore. I used to feel cute. I used to feel put together and all of that. And it's just, it's all gone now. And she goes, you know, you always look great. You always make it look easy. Is there any way you would be willing to help me? And I was like, oh my gosh, 100%. And I think part of it, I mean, I loved her. I would have of course helped her. I think part of it that really resonated with me in that moment though, was the fact that a woman who was brilliant and smart and hardworking and all of that could have such a crisis of self-confidence and self-doubt. I thought that was just horrible and heartbreaking and all of that. So yeah, it was very organic. I would send her pictures of stuff. I would be like, oh my gosh, this would look amazing on you, blah, blah, blah. So we worked together for probably 4 to 6 weeks, and her personal circle of friends started to notice and was like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. All the stuff that you're going through right now, and you look fabulous. You look like you feel good. And so she says, Angela, do you mind if I like share your name with them and they can give you a call? And I'm like, well, I have a full-time job. So, you know, and all of that. But yes, I would love to help. And so it just kind of snowballed from there. And I think, a couple of things after, you know, working with a few women, the first one is everybody goes to that stage, whether it's, you know, post-pandemic and we just don't have a firm lock on our style anymore, or you have a major life change like a baby or a divorce or menopause or one of those things. And so we all go through that time where we're like, oh, I just don't feel like myself anymore. And a lot of women think, you know, there's a style DNA. And, you know, there's some women who pop out of the womb and they just understand style and they always look great and put together and all of that. And then there's others who don't have that, you know, DNA strand. And if I don't have it, then I'm just stuck with, you know, like limping along with it. And really, that's not the case at all. I mean, it's entirely possible that some women pop out of the womb, but the majority of us don't. And really, when you have a framework to follow, everything just comes together and makes it so much easier. And it should be easy. Do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't have to think about your clothes all day. I mean, I do, but that I do that for you. But you know what I mean? Like, once you get dressed, you should be able just to be like, oh, okay, now I'm going to focus on, you know, what I want to focus on, my goals and my dreams and my kids and my family, whatever the situation is. So.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Like, I don't, gosh, I just, and I'm going to take this conversation today from a little bit of a selfish perspective. Please. But again, I think I speak for so many when I'm just like, it has to be easy. Like, yes. I'm definitely in one of those transition periods where like, I don't know what my style is. I don't know what I like. Right now I'm just wearing what's comfortable. That could be a whole conversation of its own, but you know, I think for a lot of women, it's just like, I love what you said, look like I feel good. Like, I think that's what it's all about. It's not about impressing people. It's not about like a standard or a metric or anything like that. It's just like, I want to feel confident in what I'm wearing. I want to feel comfortable in what I'm wearing, and I want it to come together easy. Is that too much to ask? Is that possible?
No, Laura, it is entirely possible. It should be fast and easy, right? There was a statistic, and I stink at math, so I'll kind of get it right. But it said the average woman spends 17 minutes a day in her closet trying to figure out what to wear. Mm. Well, if you do the math, it ends up being like 4 or 5 days a year. I mean, no offense, but that's not fast or easy. And it sounds torturous to me. I mean, 17 minutes, I could be doing a boatload of other things, and so could everybody else, you know, that's listening. So yeah, no,
Yeah.
it absolutely can be fast and easy. I think it's just once you learn the steps to take, then it almost becomes a deal of just walking into your closet, grabbing anything, and being like, I'm good to go.
Perfect. And maybe we can
Yes.
go over those steps today.
100%.
Excellent. Okay,
Yep.
we'll get to that for sure. So first, let's kind of back up for just a second. Talk to me about what you see as a personal brand, because I think that we see that and hear that a lot. I think it's easy also to construe like, oh, that's just for business or just for career, but it's really for anybody. So can you kind of set the playing field for what a personal brand style really is?
Yeah, right. I think this is an amazing question because you're right. I think that whole personal branding thing gets thrown out there a lot. I think the first time I heard it, I mean, I don't know, it might have been 10 years ago, and it was like some ding dong influencer that was on some morning show. You know what I mean? And I was like, ooh, personal branding. If she's saying it, I definitely don't want anything to do with it, right? So from a business standpoint, when you're the face of your business, and you're showing up being visible, whether it's on stage or, you know, on social media or whatever the case may be, a book signing, whatever the case may be, it's such a noisy, competitive marketplace out there, right? They used to say people would see you 3 times and then they would remember your name or something like that. And now it's like up to 19 times. Well, if you have a different vibe, a different image, every time that you see me or I see you, how long is it going to take then for me to remember your name, right? And then when I'm looking for a coach, I'm going to be like, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like I've heard a lot about a lot of them, but I don't know who is right for me. Versus if I see Laura 19 times and she has the same consistent image vibe every single time I see her, then I'm like, oh my gosh, when I'm ready to, you know, hire a coach, I think, Laura, I know exactly who I'm going to go for. So from that standpoint, small business owners, entrepreneurs, and all of that, it's incredibly important. From you know, when you're looking for a job or you're looking for a new opportunity or whatever, it's the same thing. You know, whoever is hiring for the speaking position, for example, they're going to get a ton of videos, they're going to get a ton of resumes, they're going to get a ton of that. What makes you stand out? And it's the easiest thing that we can do. Yes, you have to put together a great presentation. Yes, you have to, you know, do all of the other things, but they have to remember who you are first before they can get to any of the other good stuff. So, did that help?
Yeah, absolutely. And then how does that translate into everyday life as well? You know, finding, you know, defining kind of your personal brand style, as a mom or as a spouse or as a caretaker, just kind of going about life.
Yes. So it goes back to what you had said about it being fast and easy, right? I think a lot of times we get into that thought that, you know, like, oh, I have this A outfit and I wear it on those days that it's important. But on the other days where it's not as important, I'm just going to throw on a pair of yoga pants and a sketchy t-shirt and then go about my business. How do you feel when you're, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's going to work or to your point, taking the kids to school or whatever, how do you feel when you have that A outfit on? When you have like your, I know I look cute in this outfit, that one. When you have that on, how do you feel? How do you show up for your kids? How do you show up for your girlfriends, you know, your whoever, versus when you're like, ooh, there's a stain on my yoga pants and my t-shirt stretched out and it might be dirty. I can't remember if I washed it, right? Like a whole different, it's a whole different person. So when you put that just a smidgen of added effort into it, it makes such a difference to the confidence that we bring, to the happiness that we bring to others, to just, you know, how we look back on our day and think that was a great day or that was a kind of day.
Yeah. And I, something that I'm hearing between all the things that you're sharing is it's really about self. I think that sometimes fashion per se gets really skewed. And this is really about self. It's
It
not
is.
about being something for other people. But when you're talking about in the business landscape, I'm not necessarily saying like I'm trying to be something so that you work with me. I'm saying I'm just myself and I feel confident in that. And that attracts the right people.
Yes,
It's
exactly.
in everyday life, it's about how do I feel within myself when I'm going about my regular day, right? Like it's all about you as the individual, not about this persona that you need to put out into the world.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's different. I think you're absolutely right. Style and fashion and all of that can come across, or some people's perception of it is very superficial. And why bother? I'm not a supermodel. I'm not an Instagram influencer or whatever. And when you're in high school, what everybody thinks about you is super important. When you get to your age, my age, I mean, we're past that, right? Like, we don't need everybody to love us. We need, like, to find clients who are perfect for us that we can, have a love bomb together, and, our families and the people who really matter. So, yes, it's all about, well, so much of it is about us and how we feel. And then we'll attract those brilliant, perfect clients for us. So,
Yeah, absolutely. There was a quote on your website that I had to write down and I wanted to read because it felt so relatable to our listeners. And this gal says, "Learning what actually fits me has been a complete game changer. I'm amazed at how little I actually knew about how to dress myself. And accentuating my best features first has changed my mindset on fashion and body image." That gives me chills. Just to pull out this like how little I knew how to dress myself, finding what actually fits me, how that's been a game changer. Like we're talking about like kind of subtle shifts here. Can you help us kind of unpack this a little bit and understand what you like kind of what was going on and where she was coming from?
Yes, absolutely. So no, that I got chills when you read that. So I was like, a quote. Oh no, what did I say? Oh good, it wasn't me.
No, I was browsing through
Yeah,
and
I
learning
love
more
it.
about you, and I read that, and I was like, this is what it's all about. It's about self-empowerment.
Yeah. So the first thing is that no one really teaches us how to dress. I'm sure there's a couple of people out there, whatever, who had a super stylish, savvy mom who was like, okay, honey, this is how you put together an outfit. But for the majority of us, like, our parents borrow our clothes, and then we, go to college, and then we wear, goodness knows whatever we wear. And then we get our first job, we get a credit card, and we're like, okay, well, I need five outfits for next week. So I'm just going to go to the mall and just, pull the trigger without any thought. Well, if you buy anything without any thought, if you just went to the grocery store and bought 20 ingredients, chances are you wouldn't be able to actually put together a meal. So it's the same type of thing. Like, you need to understand your body shape. And that's the first step in my framework, is understanding your body shape and knowing exactly the styles that are going to work well for you and the ones that it's best to stay away from. Because the majority of my clients say knowing what to stay away from has saved so much time. Like, I look at it and I might love like a flowy midi skirt on somebody else. I think, oh my gosh, she looks adorable. But just knowing on me that it's not going to work, so I'm not going to try it on. I'm not going to order it online. I'm not going to have to send it back. I'm not going to try it on and feel bad about my shape. Like, the whole thing. Just alleviating all that like negative mind chatter is really a game changer. So when you know the styles and the shapes that work best for your body shape, that she's right. That is a total game changer. Now, one of the things, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I always tell my clients, you're not a fruit salad. Like, we'll talk body shape, and I'll say, like, tell me about your body shape. And they'll be like, oh, well, I'm an apple, and my boobs are too big, and my shoulders are too broad, or I'm a pear, and my hips are too wide, my butt's too big, my thighs, and on, just on and on and on. So it's always like, this is the fruit I am, and this is why it's bad, and this is why it makes it impossible to get dressed. So we don't talk fruit salads around here. What we do first, before we do anything else, is we pick your favorite feature. And it could be your bust, it could be your waist, it could be your bum, it could be, your legs, it can be anything that you want it to be. And when we get dressed in the morning, that's what we focus on first. So if you love your legs, then you and I brainstorm some ways that work with your lifestyle, that work with your personal branding and all of that, to accentuate your legs every single day in a quick, easy way. So we do that first, and then we build the outfit around that. And when you look in the mirror before you're running out the door and you're like, damn, my legs look good, it just puts you in a whole different mindset than my butt's too big, or my boobs are too big, or whatever, whatever, whatever that we tell ourselves.
Wow,
So
I love this. So, is this the beginning of the Spark Method?
it is,
Amazing. Look how I
Laura.
caught on to that. I was like, S shape, spark, Got it. So that's a great segue into really starting to introduce this method and process into the show, because I love that perspective, focusing on what you love best.
Yes.
And accentuating and like really fantasizing and romanticizing that part of you versus focusing on everything that's quote unquote wrong with you. Because is it actually wrong? No, but that's a whole nother episode.
Right. Exactly. No, absolutely. That's a lot to, but you know, as women, and we all know this, that that's what we're just taught to do, is just to pick ourselves apart. And we're not as tall as so-and-so, we're not as curvy, or, you know, that whole thing. So just flipping that mindset, and it doesn't happen overnight. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I work with clients for a long time to get them to that point, but it does. Every single woman who has embraced that and continues to embrace it every single morning when she gets dressed, her attitude and everything is just so much more positive, more energetic, the whole thing. So, yeah.
Do you have any other tips on when we're, you're talking about shape and what works best for different types of shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. and things, mm-hmm. and things work better on some people versus others. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips on different, I mean, there's a bajillion different directions we could go here, but any tips that we could kind of lock into to say like, oh, these are the types of things that might work best for me.
Right. So, and actually it's funny that you brought that up, because that, and I'll, at the end of the episode, I'll make sure to give the link to your listeners, but I actually have a body shape quiz.
Oh,
and it's, mm-hmm, and it's 6 questions. And then afterwards, there's a video tutorial that explains what to look for, what to stay away from, because, and there's a couple of things. When you pay attention to the shape and the silhouette of something, and when you pay attention to the material, that will really push you in the right direction. Because there's, to your point, there's 37 different, you know, necklines, let alone all of the blouses that they come with, right? So, but I really try to teach clients how to look at something, like really turn up their sensitivity meter and look at something and say, is that going to work on me or not? And that's why I use the coach verbiage versus like a personal shopper or something like, you know, a stylist or something like that, because I want women, my goal, my mission in life is for women to know what looks great on them, not just today, but, you know, you and I were talking about pregnancy and, you know, whatever, just all the different life changes that happens. As women, our bodies are going to change. I mean, if they haven't yet, they're going to. So knowing how to deal with the body that you have today, but then also if you gain 5 pounds, or if you go through menopause and start getting some extra in the middle, or you have a baby and don't lose the baby weight or whatever, knowing how to deal with those body changes and feeling like I'm in control. I'm not like this spiraling, like, I don't know, nothing fits anymore. Nothing looks good. And you start to panic and all that. Knowing how to deal with those is such a difference maker. Like, it really does put you in control of your closet, which is how it should be, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds like a great resource for sure. So we'll definitely link that in the show notes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's go, since we went right into it, let's go through the rest of your process. Can you guide us through?
Absolutely. So first things first, everybody who comes to me goes through this process. I mean, this piece is critical. Even if they decide to work with me, you know, for the next year, through the next 4 seasons, whatever, and have me shop for them, I still want them to understand what looks good and what to look for. Because there's going to come a point in time where your husband asks you to go away at the last minute, and all of a sudden you need a bathing suit or you need something, right? So I want them to feel like, I get it. I totally understand where, you know, like what to look for. So I ask them not to shop during that whole process. Some women love to do like a VIP one-on-one day where we go through all 5 steps all together. Some women like to break it up. It just depends on them, but we all go through this. So I ask them not to shop during the process. And this is more important, not to purge anything, because I've had, especially I don't anymore, but I used to, like when I first got started, they'd be like, oh my God, I cleaned out my closet. And I have 2 blouses left. And I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to wear tomorrow? Like, stop, no more. So no purging and no shopping until we finish. And then we'll really know what you have that we can repurpose and what do we need to add, if anything. So we go through the body shape, and then there is a 3-step process to your perfect pants, which, as much as we all love pants, they are a huge pain in the butt to find ones that are comfortable, that are flattering, that make your butt look good, your legs look great, all of that. So we go through the perfect pant formula. Then we talk about accessories. And most of my clients will come up with one key accessory that pulls their entire outfit together. A lot of times what's happened is, we'll buy a dress and then we buy a pair of earrings and then we buy a pair of pants. So then we buy a pair of shoes and we have like a hodgepodge of accessories and nothing really consistent to pull something together. And then what that means is every time you buy something new, you have to go figure out what earrings, necklace, bracelets, whatever that you're going to wear, which is just a nightmare. Nobody wants to go through that. So we figure out your accessory and we like it best if the accessory can flatter your favorite feature. So that's like the sweet spot when that all starts to come together because you look great. You have something easy that you can wear consistently, which to your point, fast and easy, right? Because that's what we're all shooting for. And this is a particularly important for executives, entrepreneurs, is when we really refine your style. And that comes in two pieces. The first ones are the colors that look best on you. And the second one is how would you define your style? So, especially for personal brands, business brands, and all of that, I ask that you come up with three words to describe your style. And they need to be specific. And when clients come to me at first, they're usually not specific. They're like, oh, I want to be trustworthy, or I want to look professional, or, like kind of vanilla. So we really dig deep and get very specific as to what your personal style is. Because once you're able to articulate it, then it's easier to translate that into actual pictures and clothes and, items and things like that. And then after all that's done, then we do your closet cleaning and we get rid of stuff that doesn't fit, doesn't make you feel good. You put it on and it digs into your waist and you can't wait to take it off at the end of the day. Like all of that garbage we get rid of so that when you walk into your closet, it feels good. Like you get excited. So.
The freebie that I shared with you at the beginning of this episode is designed to help you build on the foundations of getting out of your own head. In this free 5-day podcast experience, you're going to gain the tools to instantly shift your mindset, learn how to deeply reconnect with your true self, and know how to take empowered control of your life and business. Each day in your inbox, I'm going to deliver you a 20-minute power-packed episode, backed with tangible, actionable ways that you can implement them. I don't want you to just hear about it. I want you to start actually seeing and feeling changes during this week. You can gain instant access to the first episode by going to lauraora.com/foundations. Yeah, the idea of walking into the closet and feeling excited is that feels so liberating. On the show, we talk about so many different aspects of life and business and just really making it your own. And I think that this is a topic that we haven't talked about much, but it's such a foundational part of our everyday life, right? Like really just being able to make it easy for yourself, make it empowering for yourself so that when you walk in, like you don't have to have a shit ton of stuff,
no,
right? Like,
no, 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 no.
like a handful of different things, you're mismatching things around,
Yes.
but all of it feels good regardless.
Yes.
That's kind of what we're aiming for, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, I don't want there to be anything. And I was going to say, if your listeners walk away with one like really predominant thought, this is what I would love for it to be. There's absolutely no reason to walk into your closet in the morning and like flip through hangers and say, too tight, too long, makes my butt look flat, makes it, like all of that like negative stuff. Like, there's absolutely no reason to have it in your closet. That's just not the way that we want to start our day. And it doesn't do anything good for us for the rest of the day, right? Like I just don't believe that there's a woman who can think all those awful things about her body and her figure and all of that, and then walk out the door and be like, I'm going to crush it today. This is going to be the best day ever. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's one human being out there that can do that. I just have never met her. So.
So how do we start to evolve that at home? What are some tips that you recommend that we take to start to reframe and rebuild that closet so that it is more empowering?
Right. So, and you brought up something, and I can't remember if it was before you hit record or not, but you were saying something about like, oh, there's like such a hybrid thing going on. There's, there's work and then there's home and then there's, and then, like now we're going back into person and, more often, whether it be in the office or in, networking events, speaking engagements, that type of thing. And I think that's where we're getting like muddled. It's almost like back, I don't know, before the pandemic, we had a work wardrobe and we had a weekend wardrobe. And it was easy. If they were jeans, they were in the weekend. And if it was a skirt, then it was in the work wardrobe. And that was it. Now, all of a sudden, we have the work from home bucket and we have the, oh, I'm going to be actually in person bucket. And then I have the weekend, it's all of that. So, however, we're still treating our closet like it's one big work wardrobe. So when you separate it out and say, okay, I work from home via Zoom 4 days a week. Okay, great. That needs to be the focus because that's the majority of your time you're spending it on Zoom. What do we need? Well, they can't see you from the boobs down, so let's focus on the top. And how are we going to get you five outfits that you feel comfortable showing up on Zoom 4 times a week so that you feel amazing and confident so that you can focus on your job? And then we'll worry about the work in the person deal. You know what I mean? And we just check mark the boxes as we take care of it. But I always want to focus on the biggest chunk of your time first, because that's going to solve the majority of your issues. And then we can deal with the rest. Does that help?
Gotcha. Yeah,
Okay,
absolutely.
good. Good.
And so I like that tip, like focus on the majority of the time.
Yes.
Like and where, because that's where you're gonna put the most effort. That's where, I'm picturing one morning where I was just in the closet. I'm like, hate that, don't want it. I think the other thing we really have to take into consideration is like the female body changes every week, sometimes every day. Dare I say sometimes every hour. So, just having that kind of flexibility built in, and giving yourself grace that like maybe those jeans fit amazing 2 or 3 weeks out of the month, but if they don't for one, like that's just part of our human nature. And if we don't fight
Absolutely.
it, then we don't have to be so angry about it.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not about us and our body. It's just those jeans today are not right. That's okay. Like, it's not saying anything bad about the jeans, because to your point, 3 weeks out of the month, I love them. It's just 1 week out of the month, I'm not so crazy about them. So how do we deal with that? Yeah. And still have you feel amazing.
I think something else that I want to talk about is this kind of post-pandemic era that we're in, because I feel like a lot of us have just kind of lost ourselves in it. We just got used to some different ways, and it's not necessarily wrong, but like for me particularly, I find myself always being like, okay, like I don't know what my style is now. Like the landscape has changed, stores have changed, everything I look at seems to be fitted for a much younger demographic, 20 to 25. Like I want the whole shirt, not the crop shirt. Like I don't know. And then my go-to stores that I used to go to are following some different trends that I'm not into either. And so like I don't know, I just find myself always kind of in this mid zone every day. So what are some recommendations that you have on even rediscovering what your personal style is?
I love this so much because it's so true. For a year, maybe 2 years, depending upon, what your job is and what you were doing or whatever, you didn't shop much, right? I mean, unless it was to buy athleisure wear, you weren't really shopping. So then all of a sudden it was like fast forward 2 years, and all of a sudden, to your point, the stores have changed, the styles have changed. I've been wearing yoga pants for 2 years, so I don't even know what my style is anymore. So I think women have a tendency to, I hate everything in my closet, I'm going to go out and shop. When really, it's going back to the grocery store analogy. If you want to make dinner, you don't just go to the grocery store and start picking up things at random. You have a strategy or a plan or a recipe or whatever. So really looking at it and saying, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I want my style to be. If I don't feel like I have one, then we need to figure out what it is first, because we don't know what we're looking for and we don't know where to go for it. So say, for example, somebody says, you know what? I absolutely do need to have comfortable clothes that I can work from home in. And I also want to look fun and edgy and trendy or fashion forward or preppy or whatever the words are, right? All of my clients have Pinterest boards with their three words. Because preppy to me is not going to be preppy to you. Like, you'll think something completely different, especially because clients are so spread out all over the world. So, whatever the word is, pin 20 at a minimum pictures of what that word says to you from a style standpoint. So you pick out your 20 preppy pictures. And then I look at it and I'm like, oh, thank goodness that she did that, because that's not what I thought preppy was. But what you'll notice is so many commonalities. You'll see the same shape of a pant, the same shoe, the same kind of accessories, the same vibe, all of that. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm starting to understand what my new personal style is. This is great. Don't stop at one. Keep going. Do the, to the two and the three. And then we'll have a really good idea of what we're looking for. Then you can start thinking about shopping, but you need to see what you have already that fits, that you like, and all of that. And then we just like plug in the holes. And the other thing is that sometimes clients will feel like it's a race. Like, okay, I have to find three pairs of black pants. I have to find blah, and all of that. Well, that just gets us into the same awful cycle that we were in before of, I don't like anything. Nothing really fits right, blah, blah, blah. So I always feel like let's prioritize. What's the two things that you need this week? Otherwise, you're not going to be able to show up at work. Okay, great. So those are our first two priorities. Stay focused. I don't care if you see a great handbag, that's not our focus. Stay focused on the two pieces that you need. Let's mark those off. And then we just start chipping away at it. The majority of my clients, they have a relatively consistent style. Like they might add a trend piece here, there, or but it's not the majority of their closet isn't all trend all the time, so that next season it looks outdated or anything. So.
Gotcha. What about, because I just feel like somebody's gonna is feeling this right now. What if it's like, I have no idea what my words even are? Like, I legit have no clue where to even start. I'm just so kind of like, maybe I've never really dove into my own style or brand, or maybe I'm, coming out and through a life transition. I literally have no idea where to start. Where do you start when you have no clue?
I love it. So, is there a woman who you like her style? Is it Reese Witherspoon? Is it Selma Hayek? Whoever. Find someone, and it doesn't even have to be like, I love her style all the time. It could be I like that outfit. Like, that outfit is cute. Start there. The thing that is amazing about Pinterest is that once you pin three or four styles, wait 24, 48 hours, their algorithm will pick up on what you're liking, what you're saving, what you're pinning to specific boards, and they'll start throwing you all sorts of stuff. And so that's why, like, yes, you want 20 at a minimum, but don't feel pressured to do 20 in the next 10 minutes, right? Like, give the algorithm times to like start shooting you things that you really like, and then start pinning it, and then it'll start helping you pin it down. Also, there's a new feature. I say new, I don't know, it might not be new, but on Pinterest, where when you type in somebody's name, along the top, it'll show like them in different situations. Like, and I'm trying to think who it was. If it was Zoe Kravitz, I can't remember. There was somebody, but it was like her like rocker girl stage. And then there was like her red carpet looks. And then there was her street style and all of that. So then they started supplying you with adjectives that you can kind of play around with. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. I found it helpful too. I mean, Pinterest is an incredible machine that you
Is.
can very quickly get lost for hours in.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes.
But
The timer.
when I like to just type in, like women's fashion or women's, spring outfits or airport outfits or things like that, and it starts to populate things. And I think that that sometimes it's like a it's the new age catalog, right? You remember
Yes. Yeah.
catalogs?
Of course I do.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's like a new age catalog where you get to kind of browse and be like, oh, that's interesting, I like that, let's save it. Oh, I don't like that, so I'm not gonna do anything with it, right? And it just kind of gives you
Right.
this opportunity to play with it a little bit and to
Yes.
dream. And I think it's also encouraging too to like, if there's something on there that you thought you would never wear, but like you're just really attracted to it, like let yourself pin that too, because that could be a part of your personal brand that wants to come forward.
Yes. Oh, that's such a good point. Absolutely. If it's resonating with you, there's a reason, right? And even if that particular style, it's like the skirt is a little bit fuller than what would be flattering or whatever, it's still a vibe, right? It's still a feeling. Like, I like that feel of it. And that will absolutely point us in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that I have found is very popular on TikTok, at least right now. I don't know if it's popular elsewhere, is the color analysis. Have you
Yes.
have
Oh
you
my
if
gosh.
you you've heard about this, like
Oh
finding
my
out if
gosh.
you're a winter or a summer or a cool summer, or like there's temperatures for seasons. And I try so hard to find what's going on. And I found a total side note. ChatGPT, if you put in like color pickers of your skin tone and your eye color and stuff, it spits out an analysis for you. So that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, yes. it was an interesting take. It told me that I am a soft autumn.
Ooh, sounds very sexy.
Yeah, I'm right. but I'd love to hear just kind of your take on finding the right colors for you.
Yep. Love this. So yes, it's funny because I think it was, I don't even remember. It might've been the 80s. I just remember my grandma took me to get my color. She was very into it. Like she had the fan, she'd have it in her purse. Anytime we went to the mall, she had to bust out with the fan with the colors that she could wear, all of that. So she was very into it. So she had us all, like all the girls, go through it. So it cracked me up, you know, like a year ago when it started like becoming very popular again, I was like, oh my gosh. So So colors are important. It's just like everything else, right? Like you can eat healthy or you can, you know, be like grow your own organic vegetables and, you know, pick them, plant them, pull, you like that whole thing. Like there's, you know, scales of it. I think it's definitely good to know. It shouldn't make you feel restricted though. Like if you love purple and it says, absolutely not, Laura, no matter what, don't ever, ever buy anything purple, then that's not any fun, right? Plus it's not even true. Like, okay, fine. Like buy all the purple pants that you want. It's not around your face. You're fine. Don't worry about it. So, or if you're dressing your brand and purple happens to be one of your colors and you're like, oh my gosh, do I have to change my brand colors? No, don't. Mm. Right. So as long as you take it for the information that it's worth and then make it work for you, so it doesn't make you feel like you're in like fashion jail where you can't buy what you want, you can't look at this, that, or the other thing. So, but it is important because absolutely 100%, there are some colors that are going to look better on you than others.
Use it as a guide, yes. but don't let it stop you, right? Like right. if I look at the cool autumn palette, for instance,
yes,
black is not in there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, there are zero chances that I'm getting rid of all my black clothes. Right. Like black is a staple. Black is timeless. I feel like it, when all else fails, the black outfit always works. Right. Yes. Like, so I'm not going to stop doing that. I kind of started to look at it, and what you just said, honestly solidified my thought is that look at it like your diet, right? Like I do my best to eat as healthy as possible, but I'm not going to steer away from an awesome brownie, right?
Yes. So, don't do it. Yeah.
So if you see an awesome brownie, if you see an awesome brownie, let yourself have it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I just feel like, and there's the same thing with, you know, like going back to the whole body shape topic, there are styles that are going to look better on you and there are styles that aren't. But if you love this pair of pants and it's just for whatever reason, it wouldn't be the first style that we would normally gravitate towards, we can make it work. It's not as easy maybe, but if you love them, like I don't want people to feel like, oh, well, I can't wear this even though I love it because whatever. Like we can make it work. There's just has to be like other tweaks that we add to it or to make it more flattering.
Yeah, for sure. For anybody that might be interested, because I feel like I might have piqued some interest with the ChatGPT thing. And this was a gal from TikTok. I'm sorry, I don't have her name to credit her here, but she basically did a thing where you take a picture of yourself on your iPhone, at least. You can use the color picker and it will give you what's called a hex code, which is like a six, you know, number letter kind of combination. And you take a swatch of your hair, your eye color, and your skin color. And you go to ChatGPT, which is an AI system for free. And you put in like, help me build my color analysis. My hair color is this code. My eyes are this code. My skin tone is this code. And it spits out this whole analysis. And it tells you like, you know, while it may be this, here's what we recommend. And then you can have a conversation with it and say, okay, you know, like give me some examples or tell me some colors or things like this. And I just thought it was kind of interesting because I did all that in like a matter of 5 minutes.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So I am by no means like the color authority. I push clients in the right direction if they want more information. I have, but it sounds like it's very similar to that. I think you have to upload like 5 or 7 pictures and then they send you back. It's called Color Guru. And the company is amazing, but they'll send you back a whole little thing on, you know, these are the best colors and pair them together with that. Yeah. I mean, some people are super into it, and if they are, that's amazing, and have fun with it, because it's fashion, it's style, it should be fun. If it's not, we're not doing it right. But yeah, so there's but no, I didn't know ChatGPT did it for free. That's crazy. It can do anything.
I mean it can, which is cool and terrifying all the same time.
Yes. If it could only teach me how to sing, I would be so excited.
There you go.
Yes.
So one of my final questions for you today is, what can we do today in our closet
Yes.
to make
Yes.
this more fun and easy? Like, because I feel like we can listen to this episode, which has been beautiful, and then we go to look at the closet and say, okay, well, what can I do to help myself and guide myself today? Can you give me some pointers?
Yes. Yes, no, absolutely. And for a lot of women, they'll go in their closet and it's overwhelming. Like, where do I even start? I have handbags here and shoes here and skirt. It's like, it's so much. So anytime that you're trying to make a change, don't tackle the whole thing at once, right? Like, that's just, and nobody has time for that anyways. So tackle one section. And my recommendation would be tackle the section that's going to make the biggest difference for you. So I had a client, she had, I don't know, 80 pairs of jeans. And I was like, okay, great. So let's go through these first. And the first thing that I'll say is, you don't, and we talked about no purging, right? And I don't want listeners to purge. It just doesn't have to be in your closet. Like, you can put it in a box and put it in the guest bedroom or the basement or the, you know what I mean? Like, just so that you don't have to see those clothes that give you that bad feeling about your body or your shape or whatever. And also putting it in a box, someplace where you can't see it, you still have it. Like, in the back of your mind, you're not having that, oh my gosh, but what if I lose 5 pounds and they fit next week? Type, you know what I mean? That
Yes.
fear of giving them away. So just having them out where you don't have to see them, but also knowing that they're not gone forever. It's not like you gave them to Goodwill or whoever. So yes, absolutely. But start getting those things out that, you know, either you bought them 10 years ago and that trend is not coming back, or if it is, it's going to look totally different anyway. So they're, you know, like, you're not saving yourself anything. But get some of those clothes out that just give you that bad feeling about your body or where your weight is at, or, you know, all of that. Just make it so you don't see it. And then when you walk in the closet, number one, you'll be able to really see the options that do work and you'll feel better.
I love that
Yes.
organization and a closet full of things that feel good. I mean,
Yes.
that's a win-win right in its own, right?
It
And
is. It
if I
is.
may, I'll tack on one thing that's been very helpful for me as well,
Yes.
is
Yes.
just
Tell.
noticing if there's a piece that I like to wear because of comfort or practicality or whatever, but like the piece is kind of faulty. And what I mean by that is there was a pair of sneakers, for instance. Love
Okay.
them. Right. I love them. They're comfortable. They're great errand shoes, like all this stuff, but they're old, right? They're scuffed up. They're dirty. Like they're discolored. Like I loved wearing them, but I just didn't feel confident in them because
Right.
it just didn't feel like me. Right. So
Yeah.
replacing those
Yes.
to a pair that fit really good, right? They still give me the same practicality, but they're fresh, they're more modern, they match who I am, they're clean, like I just feel better in them.
Yes.
Just replacing some of those individual pieces at a time so that like now I have some pieces that work with my life but also add to my confidence, like I feel good wearing them. That's kind of been a game changer for me as well, because it's a simple exercise, and it's like I don't realize, you know, you were talking about earlier, like I'm a athleisure wear a lot of the time, right? And I'm okay with that. I'm not against that, but I notice like, okay, when the yoga pants, like when the thighs on the inside, when they're all pilled and starting to wear down and stuff like that, I don't feel as confident in them. So maybe it's time to replace those. So, you know, it's just those little subtle shifts that I'm still wearing things that are practical for my life, but I'm wearing
Yes.
them in a way that they're not necessarily new, but they're not busted, is what I'm
Right.
trying to
Right.
say.
No, absolutely. I think that's such a good point. It's not those staple pieces, that's perfect. Like, you're already like starting to put a bow around your personal style. You know the things that you need that work for you. But yes, looking fresh and fitting you well, those two things will make you feel more confident than almost anything else. Like that well-fitted thing, like, you know, like if something's digging into you or if something feels comfortable, you're like, oh, okay, I can breathe now. Yeah, I love that. Great tip.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks. I try. Look, I'm learning alongside everyone else, right? Like I haven't nailed it yet. I haven't found my new go-to store yet, but I mean, it can't also be one of those things where it just like completely stops you, right? Like if you've got a handful of things that work really well, then wear the handful of things, you know?
Absolutely.
Wear them through a cycle until I would rather re-wear things than wear things that make me feel like shit.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yes. No, that doesn't do anybody any good. I think that's yes. And the other thing that I would say is just because, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs and executives and listening is you do want to plan ahead. And I think that now that we're getting ready to start Q2 and we're working on our Q2 plans and making, like, we know what we're from a visibility standpoint, plan ahead, because I think that panic shopping ends, that's how we end up with a lot of garbage in our closet. So really say, so am I going to do four speaking events this, you know, during Q2? Okay, what am I going to wear? And I'm going to plan this now, not the night before. So we have so much stress and pressure anyways. The last thing we need to do is put more on ourselves. So just say, okay, so these are the outfits I need for the quarter. Let's get this taken care of. Easy peasy. And you know how it is when you're desperately looking for something, nothing works. But when you have a moment, then you can actually plan out and say, this is what I want. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tip. I'm smiling so hard you guys can't see, but that night before thing where you're just like you unintentionally put yourself last, you just assume you'll be able to find stuff, and then all of a sudden magically nothing in the closet works or fits.
Yes. No, so true.
It's
So
just the
true.
way it works. Well, Angela, this has been a great conversation. Again, it's a topic that we haven't talked a lot about, so I'm excited to bring this to everybody. I want to make sure they also know where to connect with you and to get that amazing guide that you were talking about earlier. So where can we find you on the internet?
Absolutely. So from a social media standpoint, LinkedIn is my jam. So definitely go over there and let's connect. And then for the body shape quiz, which I'm super excited about, they can go to angelafoster.co forward slash Laura, and it'll take them right there. And then also on there is some other tips and resources when they want to keep going.
Beautiful. We'll make sure we put
Yes.
that in the show notes for
Perfect.
sure. And
Okay.
my final question for you is, what does the word gutsy mean to you?
I was hoping you would ask me. So I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, let's dig into this. So my first thought was, well, anything that you're nervous about doing, making yourself do it, that I think is hugely gutsy. But I also felt like you've probably had 36,000 people tell you that before. So I wanted to dig in just a little bit more. And I thought about it and I thought, you know what? That whole thing of, you know, we look at the big gutsy moves, you know, like she quit her job and she started her own business. Oh my gosh, that's amazingly gutsy. Yes. But there's a thousand things that happen every single day that we should be celebrating ourselves for taking that stand, whether it's standing up for something that you believe in, one of your values or, you know, ethics, helping somebody else out, like all of those things that we could get by without that we do. I think that's gutsy. Living a really gutsy life is, you know, like being true to your values and all of that every single day. So.
Oh, I love it. I could not agree with you more. Those big changes are only possible because of those like thousands of micro changes. So
Yes, I love
love
that.
it. Yes.
Good.
Thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom with us. This has been just a fun and exciting conversation. I hope that it's re-sparked some interest in everyone to go look at their closet and say, you know what? I actually do have this. Like I got this. It doesn't have to be so daunting. So thank you.
Exactly. Oh, no, thank you for having me.
This was a fun conversation about rediscovering yourself. Look, I think that sometimes we take this shit really seriously, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I go in my closet and all I want to do is throw them away, light them on fire, and just sit around butt ass naked. But it's conversations like this that remind us that intentional small shifts, as we always talk about here on the Gutsy Podcast, can really add up to empowering change. And if you're ready for empowering change in your world, then the Foundations for Getting Out of Your Own Head private podcast experience
is definitely a great way to kickstart those changes. Again, go to lauraora.com/foundations to sign up and get instant access. I love connecting and hearing from you. So come find me. Tell me what you took away from today's episode. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram using @ thatlauraora. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.